Hello, I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for March 15th through the 21st. The weather gives us an introduction to spring. It officially comes with an equinox on the 20th. Amazingly enough, that day also brings the day of happiness. Already we see the first spring flowers. We hear the birds that come back to us, including sandhill cranes. The garlic just popped out, and small green plants contrast the brown of dead plants. At UW-Madison, they tell us that the Center for Health Disparities Research promises to improve policy decisions and transform how healthcare is delivered. They find information about the area. Does it include poor people? Does it include lots of people with lead pipes? ADI meant that the utility worked with the elected officials to change an ordinance requiring property owners to share the cost of replacing the old pipes. This index also finds that areas with healthy or unhealthy environments. Healthcare practitioners can use this information to help them know how to treat people. Also, they can advocate improving some unhealthy parts of their area. The Southern Poverty Law Center led 50 years of civil rights victories. It seems that we still need to work for our rights and those of others. SPLC in 1991 started the Teaching Tolerance Program that provides free classroom materials on equity and diversity to teachers. Your peace poems, peace quotations, or peace stories could inspire a future calendar. Send them to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Learning and caring at wdrt.org/peace-calendar.